As we've heard, every day more details on the stimulus package that President-elect Barack Obama wants Congress to work on and possibly even have on his desk the day he is inaugurated on January 20th. And we've learned already this week that 40% of it may include tax cuts. To try to determine which part of the stimulus package is actually more associated with stimulus and maybe less associated with the kinds of financial bailouts that we've seen during the last days of the Bush administration, let's talk to Mark Zandi, chief economist at MoodysEconomy.com. Mark joins us on the phone. Thanks for being part of the program, Mark.
Thank you.
Let me ask you the first question about the tax cuts. It seems to me that the Bush administration learned a bit of a lesson in their much smaller stimulus package of 2008 when they discovered that a lot of the money in that stimulus package, which was direct checks to American consumers, actually went into savings and wasn't necessarily spent. In the tax cuts that are envisioned, $300 billion of them or more, in this stimulus package as you see so far, in this environment, is that more likely to be saved or actually spent?
I think a fair share will be spent. I think a half to two-thirds will ultimately be spent. But you do make a good point, and that's why a stimulus package needs to be heavy on government spending, that the tax cuts will only get you so far. They're useful because you can get them into the economy quickly, but we also need government spending because that packs a much larger economic punch.
So the large punch comes from the government spending, but the quick sort of slap comes from the actual tax cuts. You're going to be testifying on Capitol Hill today. What's your advice?
Well, I think we do need a stimulus package. It needs to be large. The number that is being used is $775 billion. That's about 5% of the nation's GDP. And I think that's an appropriate number, given the severity of the situation that we're in. And I do think a combination of tax cuts to get some money into the economy quickly and increased spending, which will pack a big economic punch later this year and into 2010, is needed. So we need both those things, and it needs to be – all this, of course, needs to be done very quickly because the economy is in very significant is having very significant problems.
Well, and speed is part of the problem here in the sense that there's likely to be an argument in Congress about who the tax cuts are targeted to. President-elect Barack Obama has called for so-called middle-class tax cuts, but that embodies a lot of people in the American economy. What's your recommendation for who and what income levels these tax cuts should be targeted towards?
You know, I think the tax cuts should be broad-based. That'll make it easier to get through Congress and get it out into the economy quickly. And I think there's some evidence that, this economic downturn is not discriminating. It's hitting everybody, lower-income households, middle-income households, and even higher-income households. And they do a lot of spending, and they're pulling back. So I think it makes sense to have these tax cuts across the board. It'll be simple, we'll get it done fast, and it'll be very helpful to the economy.
Now, at every one of these news conferences, President-elect Barack Obama has been saying we can't worry about the deficit now, but he certainly mentioned the trillion-dollar number yesterday. We've been asking all of the economists who come on the show this same question, and that is, what is the clock that is ticking on when the deficit begins to have an impact on the economy in terms of things like inflation, our ability to actually finance our federal cash flow, those kinds of things?
Well, it's not a problem this year. The fact is that no one else is borrowing. Businesses aren't borrowing. Consumers aren't able to borrow. So the government really is the only borrower of any significant consequence. So there's a window for the Treasury to borrow money at a low interest rate. But that doesn't mean there aren't limits, and it doesn't mean that we aren't going to have significant budgetary problems. But those aren't reasons that for not doing a big stimulus package today. But I do think we need to realize that our next biggest problem a year or two, three down the road is going to be how are we going to address these the long-term budget consequences of what we're going through.
Well, I hope you're, sober in your testimony on, not literally sober, but because you're really sketching out a situation over the next 4 years where Barack Obama is going to be dealing with historic unemployment in the first couple of years and then potentially historic inflationary consequences of the deficit in the last 2 years of his administration. Some rough waters ahead. Mark Zandi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. Mark Zandi is chief economist for MoodysEconomy.com. He's going to be testifying on Capitol Hill, and he's the author of Financial Shock, a 360 look at the subprime mortgage implosion and how to avoid the next financial crisis. We'll be interested in his testimony. And we're also interested in your suggestion on a playlist to pull us out of this economic malaise. There's actually a strong correlation between certain kinds of music and economic good times. What's your take? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.